Hey, we're ending on Stereo Lab this week. Normally, this is James of the Radio Lyceum. I don't play music on my show, usually. So for this week, I did all original content, basically a script reading of scripts that I wrote over the last 2 weeks. Stumbled through, I should say. I don't read stuff over 5 minutes, but you know, I'm stretching out a little bit. Stretching out. So, you guys got a little something different for the last half hour. But I'll tell you what we've been playing for the last half hour because people want to know. Right now, you're listening to Stereo Lab. The name of the track is Changer. Before that, you're listening to from Mazzy Star with a song called Cry Cry. That's from the album Among My Swan. Before that, you're listening to DJ Sprinkles. House music is Control. And thanks to a listener shouting out for that track. Great musician. I saw her in unexpectedly when I was in Sub Club in Scotland. I didn't know who was playing. I was traveling around and went there. It's like, oh, I should go check out Sub Club. I'll go there. Had no idea who was playing. I was like, what? Who is this DJ? This is amazing. It's like one of the best sets I've ever seen. I had no idea who they are. I didn't really put pieces together until later. And I was like, I really got to find out who that DJ is. And I got digging through. I was like, DJ Sprinkles. I was like, oh, well, of course. Of course. And I remember hearing people tell me about her years and years ago. Like, oh, you really got to check out this DJ. I'm like, DJ Sprinkles. I'm like, that's the stupidest DJ name I've ever heard in my life. And it's intentionally stupid. So, but all their tracks is, it's amazing. It's amazing. And Sub Club in Scotland. It was just like a nice little mellow vibe that's right up my alley for a music. And not many DJs kind of know how to pull the mellow vibe. But like good energy on a dance floor. There's not many DJs that can really pull that off. I think there's only two that I could think of that I've seen in my lifetime that have really pulled that kind of like vibe, low energy or low tempo mix off. But anyway, enough about me being in Scotland. Before DJ Sprinkles, you're listening to Massive Attack with a classic track called Exchange from... You probably remember hearing that in the movie called The Matrix. Yes, a little unknown underground movie that never made another sequel of because they were too cool for school. And, oh wait, no, they did. They made too many sequels afterwards. But anyway, that's just my opinion. I remember I watched that movie on VHS way, way back in the day in Spokane, Washington. Anyway, back when there was rentals, where you walk in the store, you pull out the videotape, and you ask the guy, be like, is this any good? And then they're like, I don't know, man. It's a lot of people in leather. And you're like, okay. So before Massive Attack, you're listening to a track by Joe Lewis called The Netherlands, The Return of Joe Lewis is the name of the album that it came from. Before that, you're listening to some stuff from Cloudface, Better Defriend from a Wine Drive album, and that's pretty much back to where I've been talking about. We talked about basically violence and culture and how culture affects violence and how violence can affect culture and culture can affect violence. Kind of goes both ways. Next week I'm probably going to be a full show because I'm going to do the audiobook, like I said. I'm going to be doing some excerpts from there from Time Traveler's Guide to European, to medieval Europe or medieval England, I believe. I'm pulling that out of my head. That's great. And a script about social capital and medieval England and how that kind of connects to today, a similar like arc of the printing press, breakdown of social order and conflict, to the Enlightenment and the gathering of people and bringing ideas and kind of bringing people back together, that kind of launched the new era of today. It really launched the ideas of abolitionists and a lot of liberal ideas, no kings, democracy, that kind of kicked off lots of different things. I mean, it wasn't perfect. It's like the idea of synthesis, antithesis, idea of where history is just a reflection of different ideas that kind of recongeal into a better idea throughout history. So anyway, with that said, it is 10:06 here. We'll be signing off. We'll play Automation do its thing. I might play a few tracks before then just to get my stuff wrapped up and play some other music. So yeah, keep on listening. You're Battle Alternative, WRUV FM Burlington. Maybe I should keep talking until I actually cue something up. What kind of stuff do we want here? I don't know. What about some Black Jazz Consortium of Fred P. fame? His new album out, which I really have to play on my show. But I'm not been playing music really. I've been over my head going through audiobooks, reading books, writing scripts, putting together 2 hours of content for you guys every week. So it's quite a task, let me tell you. So yeah. Let's, God's Promise, Black Jazz Consortium. He's one of my favorite producers out there, so. Fred P., go check him out.
Thank you. fly. I'm getting ready to fly. I'm superhuman, I'm supernova. I burn the candle both sides. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the rest of my life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, for the rest of my life. You keep me up all night, 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 up all night.
Closer to the truth, closer to the heart. Close.
Close can get C's shoot.
Close see what? Close it be. The closer, the closer, the closer. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? No, I talk like a Jamaican, because I'm a Jamaican Bajan. Come close. Closer to a dog. Close.